50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
More like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet, it's Monday!
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week. Good morning.
Yes, different type of week for me this week.
Oh, that's right, your book comes out tomorrow.
My first book drops tomorrow. Drop on the clues bombs for that, damn it. Black privilege, opportunity comes to those who create it.
Make sure you go pick that up. Now you can order online.
Are we interviewing you?
Have you what?
Are we interviewing you?
If y'all read the book.
Yeah, we can interview you tomorrow.
Okay, Angela Yee read it. All right.
I'll have it done by tomorrow.
If I got time tomorrow. Tomorrow's a busy day for me. I got The View tomorrow. I got Colbert. I got to do Elvis Duran. It's a lot going on tomorrow. If I got time
so
for you guys.
Time?
If I have time for you guys, I'll fit you guys into my schedule.
No, that's all right.
We'll pass.
We'll pass on you.
You're going to pass on me?
Yeah, you're late. We'll pass.
You're going to pass
if
on
he doesn't
this
show
pass.
Up on time, let's
yeah,
cancel.
If he doesn't show up on time, we'll cancel that interview. You know, it's all good. We'll cancel that interview. You know, shout out to everybody that's from Corbin, Kentucky. I had to do a show in Kentucky. And I had to go to a place called Corbin, and I kept asking, hey, how's Corbin? They was like, they don't like black folks out in Corbin.
I don't think they like black folks in Kentucky unless they're playing basketball for the Wildcats.
But it was actually nice. It was me and Flo Rida. Flo Rida mm-hmm. performed.
Oh, that's black. Contrary to popular belief, Flo Rida's black.
Flo Rida's black. You know, he brought out Gorilla Zoe.
Black.
Gorilla Zoe black. Gorilla
Zoe black.
Yes,
wow.
It was a dope show. It was actually really, really good. It was in the crowd, let's say it was maybe 3,000-4,000 people there. I seen about three.
I haven't heard that name in a long time, Gorilla Zoe. And I think Gorilla Zoe is signed to Flo Rida, if I'm not mistaken.
Yo, Gorilla Zoe got some records. It was a dope show.
I mean, Gorilla Zoe got a classic.
You got Hood
and Word is a classic.
Right.
Especially with the remix with Jeezy on it.
Yeah.
What's happening? Knowing to get it cracking. Already heard about you, baby. You can stop the act and say I'm drunker than the mother effer. Hide in the kite. Lost my mind and my cell phone in the same night.
Now, is Gorilla Zoe from Miami or Atlanta? I was confused. I didn't know.
Atlanta, right?
He's from Atlanta?
Yeah,
he's
from Atlanta.
I don't know, but they were there, so I ran into them over the weekend. And then, of course, Easter. I have more fun Easter than my kids. I do an Easter egg hunt every year, and I hide all the eggs, and I get so excited about it. My kids looking at me
the
like...
The kids are like, do we have to do this?
I know, but still, I get so excited every year. It's just fun.
I think you just like being naked under the bunny suit. That's what I think.
I wasn't naked. I just hid the eggs. That was it. I didn't dress up as an Easter egg bunny this year.
Did you lay any eggs?
No.
It's sad that they don't even let Jesus headline Easter. Jesus don't get to headline none of his own holidays.
Nope.
None. Jesus don't get to headline his birthday.
Nope.
He don't get to headline the day he was resurrected.
Nope.
You got the Easter Bunny, the Cadbury Bunny, all kind of stuff. Hats. Mm-hmm. Hats in a box come before Jesus on Easter. It's a
well,
damn
currently,
shame.
I'm in L.A., and I actually went out and did an Easter brunch as well yesterday. It was an adult brunch, though.
It was an Easter brunch.
Yeah, it was an Easter brunch for adults. So there was a bunny
nothing to do with Jesus.
Didn't have anything to do with that. But they had chocolate eggs.
How many eggs did you get?
Like 10 of them.
All right, there you go.
You know the whole story of Jesus is people used to paint their bodies, and they used to go hide, and then they play hide and go fornicate, and whoever found who would have sex with each other. So if you was a man,
it's
you found
a lie.
Sex with a man, you had sex with that guy. You a woman, found sex with a woman, you had sex with a woman. That's the whole thing of
I never
Easter.
Heard that.
That's why the bunny represents Easter, because the bunny is a symbol of sex. That's why Playboy uses the bunny. Uh-huh. Ho-ho, drop on the clues bombs, Charlamagne the God. All that's going to be in my next book.
The next
it's
book.
Called World Star Hip Hop Conspiracy Theories, okay? Well, my first book is out tomorrow. Black Privilege Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It, damn it.
All right, well,
a lot of things happened over the weekend, so we have that for you in Front Page News.
All right, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Come on. Let's get in some Front Page News. Now, NBA. Let's start off. Cavaliers beat the Pacers 109-108. They barely got by the Pacers. Bucks beat the Raptors 97-83. Spurs beat the Grizzlies 111-82. Jazz beat the Clippers 97-95. Now, on Sunday night, the Wizards beat the Hawks 114-107. The Warriors beat the Blazers 121-109. The Bulls beat the Celtics 106-102. Isaiah Thomas, though, had 33 points. He was playing pretty good. and his sister died over the weekend. She was 22 years old. She crashed. They believe maybe she fell asleep. They really don't know what happened. And we have some audio of Charles Barkley talking about before the game. Isaiah Thomas was crying, and Charles Barkley talks about it.
I'm not feeling comfortable with him sitting on the sideline crying like that. That makes me uncomfortable. So that tells me he's not in shape to play. I mean, I don't know how this night is going to turn out. But to be sitting on the sideline a few minutes before the game crying, that makes me uncomfortable for him. That's just not a good look, in my personal opinion.
I understand what Charles Barkley was trying to say, but he didn't say it right.
He didn't say it in the right way. It sounded very not compassionate.
Yeah, because he picked the Boston Celtics to actually win game one. So what he was trying to say was, I don't feel comfortable about the Celtics winning this game one because of the emotional state Isaiah Thomas is in. Mm. But he left out about 10 different words.
Yeah, he left out a lot of words.
That made it sound like he just did not even understand why Isaiah Thomas was crying at all.
And the Rockets beat the Thunder last night 118-87. Now let's talk about this guy that killed somebody on Facebook, this coward.
Yes, Steve Stevens, he's 37 years old in Cleveland, Ohio. He's suspected of killing 74-year-old Robert Godwin on Sunday. It was in a residential area in Cleveland. Now, Steve Stevens had posted on Facebook, and he said to his, I guess, ex-girlfriend, Joy, you was my everything, and you betrayed me. So what I would like to say is, F you, Joy, you made me do what I did today. And everything that's happening, going to happen, is because of you. It's your fault. Now, he was on Facebook Live, and I guess he felt like he was just going to go out and kill random people. Here's what he said on Facebook.
The love of my life works. Her name is Joy Lang. We've been together 3 years. We're supposed to get married, but it was just some bullshit that I just couldn't deal with her anymore. But anyway, she's the reason why I'm making this video. She's the reason why what's about to happen today, because she f***ing drove me crazy. And now I'm just on some murder type shit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to kill as many people as I can over here. And it's f***ed up too, because, you know, I've never really been on no sucky shit like this. This is some sucky shit. Hopefully, I'm going to try to kill as many people as I can, be on death row or whatever the case may be.
He says he has killed other people, by the way. They haven't found any of these victims, but he claims that there are other homicide victims.
Here's the thing, Steve. Now we know why Joy doesn't want to be with you anymore, and she definitely made the right decision.
Yes.
And number two, you just need to die. Like, I don't understand why
kill yourself. Why are you killing innocent people?
When people get to that point, if you get to that point before you go out and say, hey, I'm going to kill other people, just kill yourself. Get it out the way. You're the one that don't want to be here.
Stupid, man.
If you don't want to be here anymore, just get rid of yourself.
Easter Sunday, grandpa is going to his family's
house.
Come on, man.
That man lived to be 78 years old and had to die a sucker death because of you. Got killed by a sucker.
Yes, the actual shooting was on Facebook. They did, of course, take that down.
Oh, my goodness.
But imagine having to see your grandfather or your family member on his way. It's just awful.
And they haven't found him yet.
And that's what
they still haven't found him.
They found out their grandfather got killed on Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Like, people probably was hitting them like, yo, did you see what just happened to your grandfather on Facebook? You're like, what? My grandfather ain't got no Facebook page?
Now, they're saying that he could be driving to New York or Pennsylvania, they believe.
Don't come here. We don't need those problems. We got enough terrorists running around that we don't know about.
They are still looking for him. So if you see him, they said they got over 300 tips. So far.
A white Ford Fusion with temp tags. I was looking this morning on my way to work. I was looking for a white Ford Fusion.
Can a white Ford Fusion with temporary tags make it from Cleveland to New York? It's about 100,000 miles on that white Ford Fusion right now, by the way. Come on now.
No, with temp tags, I'm assuming it's newer. He just got it, so it could make it.
You
got
to stop at all kind of gas stations. Cleveland is a long way from here. Cleveland in the Midwest.
Yeah, with that Ford Fusion, though, he could get about 400 or 500 miles, though.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Mm. All right, well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Also, tell them why you're blessed. Maybe you had a great weekend. Maybe you had a wonderful Easter. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you're mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. My name is Will from 757.
Will from VA. Why you mad, bro?
I'm mad that old man had to die like that, man. It really ruined my Easter yesterday, seeing that man die like that yesterday.
Yeah, you live till you 78 years old to die at the hands of one of these new N-words.
Coward, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In a new N-word type of way, because they got to broadcast everything on social media.
And he's mad at his girlfriend. Like, that's ridiculous.
That is so ridiculous.
Yeah, it just ruined my whole Easter, broke my heart yesterday.
What happened to being mad at your girlfriend and then wanting to be super successful to make her jealous in the long run? What happened to that?
Like, I don't know.
Thanks for calling, bro. Hello, who's this?
It's Keith from Duval.
Keith, now you mad and blessed at the same damn time, huh?
Same damn time.
But tell us why you mad first, bro.
I'm mad because of this dude want to just go around killing people for no reason. And yesterday was a good day.
Right.
And like you said, you know, that's somebody's granddaddy. Get ready to go to East Egg Hunt, whichever, whatever you're going to do. Got killed on Facebook.
Come on, man. Now, I ain't lived 78 years old for to be 78 for this, bro.
Not at all.
It's stupid, man. It's stupid. And that's another thing. You guys need to keep shining light on that because there's a lot of people out here that don't know about it. And they can be getting up this morning and it can be their last day. So if you can, just keep mentioning it.
Hey, by the way, I keep people saying that. Like people was on social media yesterday saying, the media's not covering this. I'm like, that's not true. Y'all need to get off social media and turn the news on. Like it was on CNN.
Some people don't watch the news. I watch it day and night.
Yeah, I saw it on CNN before I saw it anywhere.
I seen it everywhere yesterday.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand the media wasn't covering it.
I saw it on social media and on CNN.
Like you said.
How you doing, Angelique?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
It's a white Ford Fusion. So if you're looking for a white Ford Fusion with temp tags, I'm guessing the temp tags are from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, man.
You know, definitely call somebody. Don't try to stop him because he got a hammer. So just call the police. Let the police try to stop it. Now, you're also blessed, right, bro?
Blessed. I got 8 kids, and we had a wonderful time yesterday.
8 kids?
Wow.
Goodness gracious.
8 kids?
Ain't enough eggs, bro.
Is it all by one woman, all the kids?
No, it's 3, but see, one in Nebraska, but the other 2 here. And I got one from Majority, one from the one I'm with now, with Majority of my kids.
Damn, Daddy was a rolling stone, huh?
Yeah, but I'm done.
You done? You should be done at 8, man.
8 kids later.
But see, I wanted 10. I got 8. I'm satisfied.
Goodness gracious.
God bless you.
I grew up in a big house.
How many girls?
I got 5. See, that's the bad part. I got 5 girls.
Because you was a hoe in a past life. When you was a hoe in a past life, you get a bunch of girls.
You right. That's what it is, though.
I got 2 girls. I want a boy, but, you know, I'm scared.
Girls are a blessing. Well,
you might not get that butt.
All right, thank you, bro.
All right, bro.
Tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. If you're blessed, you need to call us right now. Tell us why you're blessed. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Wayne, bro.
Hey, tell him why you blessed.
Yo, I'm blessed. First and foremost, I want to tell Charlemagne the God, like, bro, that's some dope knowledge that you put out there because a lot of black people don't know what the Easter Bunny represents when it comes down to Easter.
Yo,
I'm mad because I went to church. I normally don't go to church, but like I went to church yesterday and they blowed me because to me Christianity, everything about Christianity is white. Because the pastor said LaShawn Pace put out a song saying Jesus took a black soul, dipped it in red blood, and she came out white as snow.
What the hell is this? Get out?
Right.
What church?
Huh?
What is this, the church of Get Out?
Right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there like, that don't make sense because, like, who says white is pure? Because white, that's the easiest thing to get dirty. And, like, once white is dirty, either you wash that or do something else. But, like,
you don't go to church normally.
He definitely doesn't go to church.
No. Think about how white Easter is. The bunnies are white. The eggs are white. You know what I'm saying? They got brown eggs. They got brown bunnies, black bunnies. Why not? Why they don't use them?
I'm not talking to y'all this morning. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
You gonna have that guy all messed up all day long. What's your name, bro?
Big Rich. I'm out here from Georgia, man.
Big Rich, tell him why you blessed.
Hey, man. First of all, I'm going to say I love y'all's show, man. Charlamagne, congrats on the book and everything.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all out here in Georgia. I'm happy to have Power 105 back out here. But I want to say I'm blessed because the past month, my wife went through a mental illness, and it's been pure hell for us, man. And we just now starting to see some recovery. So I'm blessed that she's coming back, and I'm happy that she's there, able to spend Easter with us. We went to church this weekend, man. I mean, it's been a lot of blessings for us. So
definitely
feeling blessed, brother.
Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, tell them how you blessed.
Hey, I'm blessed because I'm riding with my crew to work, and everybody up there is up to beat. And we got John the driver. He's awake.
Where y'all work at that y'all sound like y'all a rap group? Y'all headed to the...
Oh, man. Nah, ain't no rap group. We going through some Patterson, New Jersey. Came from Queens, New York.
Where y'all work at, though?
We working over here on the waterfront. Got a building going up.
Oh, construction.
Front view.
Y'all longshoremen?
Yeah, we know that.
Oh, y'all got good benefits. There you go.
Yeah, why not?
What y'all like 20?
In the morning. We listen to y'all every morning on our way there.
Thank y'all you. Get like $20 an hour?
we hoping to get that by the end of this week.
Oh, man.
Right now they got us up on $16 an hour.
Something
ain't jipping us.
There you go. There. Salute to all the longshoremen out there, man.
Goodness gracious. Tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us at any time, or you can tell us why you're blessed. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we sure do. We are going to talk about what happened with 50 Cent. A woman is suing him. We'll tell you why and let me know if you think it's legitimate in any way. Also, imagine you're in the middle of doing an interview and you get punched in the head. We'll talk about that.
I know a lot of people are wishing that happened to me for the past 7 years.
Nobody's wishing
they that. Do. All right, we'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, at this point, we've all seen that video of 50 Cent. Now, the way they're describing the story is he punched a woman in the chest. Her name is Danetta Durr. And what really happened was she was pulling him off the stage, and he retaliated. It looked a little dangerous by punching her in the chest. Did you guys see the video?
You absolutely saw the video.
All right, well, after that whole incident happened, she then went on stage and she twerked and everything. I guess he brought up on stage realizing what happened.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's going to hurt her case, the fact that she came on stage and
twerked. That's what I was going to ask you guys.
Was dancing and everything.
Because now she is going to sue him. And she has a law firm behind her and everything. And she's also going to sue the Lox because 50 was performing with them.
What the Lox
and the
got
venue.
To do with it?
The Baltimore Soundstage.
Well, see, that's because I'm sure somebody saw the video, reached out to her and said, look, you know you have a case,
you can get
right?
some money, right?
Yeah.
Right, because this is what I think. I mean, it seemed like it was a reaction, him doing that, because he felt like someone, he might not even realize who was grabbing
was
him.
Just grabbing
pulling
him right.
Yeah, he definitely didn't realize it
so
was a woman.
So he was trying to just get away. Mm-hmm. Like somebody pulled him off the stage. So that's what it felt like. And she didn't seem like she was injured, because then she got up on stage and started twerking. So we'll see what happens. But she does have a lawsuit that she's planning to file and sue him.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
She played it wrong. She's not smart. See, what she got to do is she's supposed to clutch her chest soon as she got hit
fall
to the floor.
Absolutely.
I remember one time I got in a car accident. My man Herb was riding with me, and Herb grabbed himself, and Herb said, I'm going to sit right here, and I'm going to pee on myself. Herb really did pee on himself in that car by the time the police
did
came.
Did he get money?
We both got money, because I followed Herb's lead.
You peed on yourself, too?
Oh, so you urinated on yourself as well.
I acted like I couldn't hear out of my left ear. Like, the cop came and knocked on the door. I just was like, I just stood there. I just like, I can't hear you. Okay, my head hit the windshield.
So yeah. Somebody crashed into you guys?
Yes, they did. I was driving, and the person ran the stop sign. Boom!
Oof.
How much you got?
I'm at the X7000.
That's it?
That's it?
What you mean, that's it? I was living in Monk's Corner, South Carolina.
Enough. Come on.
You got your damn mind. I was living in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. This is after lawyer fees? Are you crazy?
I could have got you more.
I definitely could have got you
more. Radio or anything like that?
You know, somebody hit me on my bike, right? And I did the same thing. I jumped up, and the doctor seen me. He was like, if I was you, I'd lay down. So I said, all right, I'll lay down. You know, they gave me 100.
Really?
100.
Wow.
This is when I was 21 years old. They gave me $100,000.
Hey, maybe you been out here getting money, huh?
You've been suing
people and sticking them up for money, huh?
Allegedly.
Did you have to urinate on yourself?
I didn't have to urinate. I never rode a bike again, though, but that was pretty good.
Listen, by the way,
wow.
I'm that guy that's always looking for a good lawsuit, okay? Ever since I seen Friday and I saw Ezell fall out in that store, I'm always looking for the floor to be wet in the store, and ain't no caution wet floors.
All right, well, another woman who was injured at a Tiger concert is now trying to get her money. She was really injured, though. If you see the picture, she had a 4-inch gash on top of her head, and that's all because a light stand came crashing down on her head.
Millionaire.
Right, so she was Cheyenne Rakina. Here's what she said.
I was at a concert in Grand Rapids. I worked my way to front stage, and a light tower fell on my head.
Yes.
I was later transported by ambulance to the hospital, where I was treated for my injuries. I had a cut on the top of my head. It was about 4 inches long. I also have damage to my back. I know that Tiger has a lot going on right now with other people, but my situation happened 5 years ago. So on list of like priority wise, I should be taken care of. This is a big incident. It caused a lot of chaos in my life, and it's been 5 years.
She better than me because I'll still be learning to talk right now 5 years later. I'd still be learning to talk.
If you see the pictures, if you ever vote TV, I'm sure you can see the pictures of what those injuries look like. They are really bad.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be sitting there with a person doing sign language because I haven't been able to speak in 5 years. I'm just learning how to talk again. I'd be saying every other word. I'm telling you. I'd be still be in a wheelchair.
Another person who might have a lawsuit is Aries Spears. He was doing a radio interview with our guy, Corey Holcomb, 5150. Corey Holcomb, 5150 is the name of his radio
show. Cool bombs with Corey Holcomb. Smart guy.
And things went a little bit left. I guess Aries Spears was a little bit tipsy, and this is what happened.
Hey, shut the f*** up while
the
I'm talking.
The loudest is out of light skin.
Yep.
That wish they could be black.
But that'll do that work, though.
No, I know. Go ahead with your
okay,
little
let's all
I'm not
shit.
Drunk,
I know.
I don't drink. I'm very clear-minded.
Uh-huh. Which means I'll you okay. up even more because I'm drunk.
That didn't even make no sense what Aries Spears said. That's how I know he was drunk.
What?
He said, the guy goes, I'm clear-minded. I ain't drunk. And Aries Spears goes, that means I'll F you up more because I'm drunk. What does that even mean?
He was drunk.
Well, he was arguing with one of the co-hosts, Zoe Williams, and things did go left, and Aries Spears did end up getting punched in the head several times. So I don't know if you guys had a chance.
No, he didn't. That man didn't connect with none of those punches. That's why I didn't understand why Aries...
Well, he did. Aries Spears did defend himself.
Aries was covering up like it was a hurricane drill in that video. Like, he had to get down and put his hand over his head. Like, what was he doing?
Y'all got to leave light-skinned brothers alone. It's going to get to a point where we just gonna, not going to take your ish anymore.
Well, of course, Aries Spears went on Twitter and said, so on the 5150 show with Corey Holcomb, I touched dude's feelings so much he swung off on me without warning. Peep it, LOL, bitch, N-word.
That's not true, Aries. He gave you plenty of warning. Like, he told you what he was going to do.
What he was going to do.
He backed up in his chair. He sized you up. He gave you plenty of warning.
He took his glasses off.
Stop it.
Yep.
Stop it, Aries.
You're going to leave light-skinned
birds alone. Just take the L. The L's on camera. When it happens, the best thing to do is just tell the truth. Trust me, I know. Can I get a drop video out there? You should just take the L, Aries. It is what it is.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Did Aries tell him he had a soft butter chin, though? That's what it sounded like he said. He was like, you got a little soft butter chin. Come here.
Shut the f*** up while
the
I'm
loudest
talking.
Is out of light skin.
Yep.
That wish they could be black.
But that'll do that work, though.
No, I know. Go ahead with your
okay,
little
let's
salt.
All
I'm
chin.
Not drunk.
I know. I don't drink. I'm very clear-minded.
Uh-huh. Which means I'll f*** you up even more because I'm drunk.
He did say soft butter chin. That's my new name for all waffle-colored Negroes. Little soft butter chin. Little soft butter chin.
Hi.
Relax with your little soft butter chin, Envy.
I'm tired of you. Shut the F up.
Little soft butter chin.
Shut the F up. I ain't got glasses to take off.
What's going on in there?
That's the other thing. That was another warning sign. He took the glasses off. He gave you three warnings, Aries.
Three. All right. Well, that is the rumor. Report. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get into front page news. Start off with sports. NBA playoffs. The Cavaliers beat the Pacers barely 109-108. The Bucks beat the Raptors 97-83. Spurs beat the Grizzlies 111-82. Jazz beat the Clippers 97-95. Now, Sunday night, last night, Wizards beat the Hawks. Warriors beat the Blazers 121-109. The Bulls beat the Celtics 106-102. Isaiah Thomas, of course, his sister died over the weekend. He scored 33 points. She was only 22 years old, and this is what Charles Barkley had to say about seeing him crying before the game.
I'm not feeling comfortable with him sitting on the sideline crying like that. That makes me uncomfortable. So that tells me he's not in shape to play. I mean, I don't know how this night's going to turn out. But to be sitting on the sideline a few minutes before the game crying, that makes me uncomfortable for him. That's just not a good look, in my personal opinion.
Charles Barkley messed that one all up because I think he was trying to say that he felt he wasn't comfortable with his prediction that the Celtics were going to win game one because of the emotional state Isaiah Thomas was in. But the way he said it, he just sounded all insensitive, like he didn't even know why Isaiah Thomas was crying. Like right. His sister just died in a car accident. Like, come on.
And the Rockets beat
Hold
the
on,
Thunder.
Angela,
last
night.
Yeah, I'm here.
She's here. And the Rockets beat the Thunder. She's broadcasting live from L.A. So, and the Rockets beat the Thunder last night, 118-87. Now, tell us about this crazy deranged guy, man.
Right. Police have issued an aggravated murder warrant. That is for Steve Stevens. He is from Cleveland, and they're saying that he posted a video of a killing on Facebook. He claims to have killed other people. The reason for this is because he's mad that his girlfriend broke up with him. Listen to what he said.
I got a lot of built-in anger and frustration, man. My name is Stevie Steve on there. Just go. Listen, man. I shame the force of the perseverance, man. I shamed 4th District. I shamed Zeta Omega. And most importantly, I shamed myself. Dog, I just snapped, dog. I just killed 13 motherfuckers, man. And I'm about to keep killing until they catch me.
I don't believe he killed 13 people.
I don't think so either.
But he did kill a 74-year-old man named Robert Godwin in a residential area east of Cleveland. So there is an aggravated murder warrant. Now, they are still looking for him. So they are putting us on alert. If you are a resident of New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Michigan, they're asking that you be on alert for this suspect. He is driving a white Ford Fusion that he recently purchased with Ohio temporary plates. They do believe those plates may have been switched out, though.
Why is New York and Pennsylvania on that list? How far is Cleveland and New York driving distance?
They said they pinged his cell phone somehow, some way. I guess the last time he used it, it was on, and it was in the direction of coming this way.
Now, they only have found that one person that he's killed, so we don't know about him saying that he's killed 13 other people as well.
Why didn't he just kill himself? Like, I don't understand that. And I don't understand the logic of you in love with a woman, and she don't want to be with you no more. What makes you think going on a killing spree is going to make her feel bad? It confirms she made the right decision.
Yes. Yes.
Disgusting. I don't get it.
Really sad story, especially for the family of Godwin now has to suffer after this happened on Easter.
Yeah, God bless that brother. Robert Goodwin Sr., 78 years old, 78, and lived this long-ass life to die at the hands of a coward.
All I was thinking all weekend long is just imagine your pops walking to the corner store.
Minding his business
Easter, and some crazed, deranged guy coming to him like, she did this to you. He's like, what are you talking about? You pull out a gun and you shoot him? You coward? Oh, my goodness.
And y'all got to stop showing that video. I don't know why y'all would even click on that video to watch it. Like, I'm looking at the headline. The headline is like, watch Steve Stevens murder somebody on film. Why would I ever click that?
Never, ever.
Like, why would I want to see that? Why? Mm. Something's wrong with you if you're clicking on that video.
All right.
If you do anything, circulate the picture of them saying they're looking for him. Circulate his pictures showing his description, what he's driving. Just try to get him off the street. And it should be open season on that dude. When people commit crimes like that and they're just out amongst us, somebody should be able to off him.
I said the same thing. He shouldn't go to jail. He shouldn't have a trial. He shouldn't have to sit in PC. He shouldn't have
Somebody should be able to off him right now.
Absolutely. Armed and dangerous, pop his ass.
What happened to dead or alive? That's what it'd be. Wanted, dead or alive.
Absolutely.
That's what it should be.
All right. Well, that's front page news. When we come back, let's change gears a little bit. Now we're going to open up the phone lines and allow you to holler at somebody. I hate the name of this right now. It's called Shoot Your Shot. Now, if there's somebody that you want to holler at, or you want a chance with 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, each and every Monday, we do Shoot Your Shot. Now, that's when we open up the phone lines and allow somebody to call up here and possibly shoot their shot with somebody that they think is feeling them or they are feeling. So this morning, 800-585-1051, you can always hashtag shoot your shot. We got somebody on the line. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam. Now, this is shoot your shot. Now, what's the situation? Tell
us what's
going
on. Who you crushing on, boo? Who you crushing on?
After a night of drinking and partying with a bunch of my closest friends, the night ended up going a different way than I thought.
Tell us.
Well, okay, so I have this friend, her name's Lisa, and I'll just put it right out there. So I'm gay, and Lisa is straight, but I've just always had a thing for her. And after we went out, we took it a little further than we ever have before, and we started making out in the club.
Was it just making out? Did you touch it? Did you touch the tatas, touch the ass, vagina?
Oh, well, I mean, there was some touching going on. Yeah, I mean, I've been around the block here. I know the difference between, you know, like just a fun makeout session versus some sort of like romantic connection, you know? And I've always liked Lisa, and now I've really developed these feelings for her after we've kissed, and I want to turn her out.
You want to turn her out? Wow. What does Lisa describe Lisa for the people out there? What does she look like?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's taller. She's an average. You know, she's naturally thin, if you will.
Does she have beautiful. Big boobs and a big ass?
Listen, I respect you for not taking advantage of her while she was drunk.
I like her just how she is. Let's just put it that way.
So,
she's great.
You want us to call her because you want to eat her up. You want her to be a snack.
You want us to call you a little snack for you?
Oh, stop it.
To put it bluntly, but I, you know, these would be baby steps. She's straight, but I don't think that she quite realizes this side of her.
Now, what's the number?
So it would have to go slowly.
Now, how long have you been gay? Have you been gay all your life, or did you just recently become gay?
Oh, no.
Did you ever have penis before?
No. I mean, practically my whole life.
When did you grow a taste for vagina? From day one?
I was 12 when I really, really discovered it.
That means you came out licking the walls.
Stop it.
That's what I'm doing with you, man. And I've been very, very open and honest with everyone, my family. I'm fortunate to have a family that accepts me.
We're not mad at you, baby. You know, this is 2017. If people still tripping off that, then you don't need to be around those people.
There you go.
Now, let's call this woman.
When we come back, we're going to call her. Her name is Lisa, correct?
Yes.
All right, now keep it locked. When we come back, we are going to call Lisa up. Hashtag shoot your shot. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of shoot your shot. Now, shoot your shot is a segment that we do up here where we open up the phone lines, or you can always email us, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. If there's somebody that you're feeling, maybe you want to shoot your shot. Maybe you want to give it a try. Allow you to call somebody, and if it doesn't work out right, we'll help you during the conversation. Hashtag shoot your shot. We have Sam on the line. Now, Sam has developed feeling for her friend Lisa. They hooked up one night after drinking. I believe they just kissed, but Sam wants to take it to the next level. Let's see what happens. Sam, is the ball's in your court.
Hello? Hey, Lisa, it's Sam. Hey. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, I'm just going to be, like, really forward and blunt with you, but, I don't know about you, but I had a great, great time with you the other night at the club, and, you know, that makeout session that we had just changed everything for me, and I really would like to, you know, talk to you about exploring those feelings further, because I really think that they're there. And, you know, that was not just nothing.
She wants to kiss you all over the place. She wants to eat your box, taste you from your navel to your mouth.
Yeah, this is Charlamagne and DJ Envy
from the Breakfast Club. Yeah. Good morning.
She wants to be your gynecologist. She wants to see what your vagina looks like. Yeah, she wants to see what your vagina looks like up close and personal, is what she's trying to say.
Damn, what?
Is that good or is that bad?
I had to pull in some reinforcement here.
and by reinforcement, she means a vibrator.
Because he definitely don't like penis.
Listen, let me ask you a question. Are you bi-curious at all, baby?
Sam, I mean, I had a really good time. And you know that I care about you, that you're, you know, I value our friendship so much. And if I went that way, I totally would, but I just don't. That was just like a one-time thing.
There were definitely feelings. I know that that wasn't just nothing, and you're denying it.
Come on, baby.
Have you ever been with a girl before, Lisa?
Lisa, you know you want a scissor with Sam.
You know, I
give it a shot. You kissed her. You made out.
So straight.
But you kissed her. It seems like you want to try it. Sam seems like a nice lady. Yeah. Why don't you just give it a try? Give it a
just
shot.
Just touch and see what happens.
What?
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't know how it works. I'm not a legend.
He doesn't know either. But I'm sure it can work like that. Why don't you give it a shot? Just go out on a date. Take it nice and slow. There'll be no licking of the c*** on the first date. Y'all just take it nice and slow. Have a conversation and see where it goes.
Yeah, I just don't think that's how being gay works. I think you know.
You don't have to start off by being gay. Just start off by having a sexual experience with somebody
of
the same sex.
Yeah, I know, but I wouldn't want to leave Sam on. You know, I value her.
Well, I guess that's why I'm a little frustrated, because I'm confused why you would go that far with me in the first place then.
You let her on.
You know, you already have let me on.
You let her on,
that's
Lisa.
True.
I'm so sorry about that. I really, really, like, that was...
That's so wrong of you, Lisa. You get her all hot and bothered,
and then you just don't want to do nothing. We weren't even drunk. Like,
I'm upset now because why would you do that? If you, I mean, I have made it pretty clear to you how much I like you, and it just.
This is sad. You know what it is? Young M.A. made a lot of y'all feel like y'all want to be fake gay. And now, look, you done broke the girl heart because you want to play. Acting like you want to give shorty when she deep throat.
What?
Yeah.
Now,
it was wrong.
Now, how does this... Now, Sam, how does this affect y'all friendship? Can y'all still be friends?
Of course. She's one of my best friends. I mean, I'm not gonna... I just...
She's definitely not gonna drink around you anymore.
I just really thought that was... There was... I know that there was something more in that.
Maybe it was just the alcohol.
Sam, don't beg.
Mama.
This is pitiful. Don't beg.
Yeah.
Okay, you
I'm
shot
sorry,
your shot.
I'm sorry.
You shot your shot. You missed. Don't beg.
Now, Lisa, what about a threesome? What about finding a guy and bring her involved and start that way?
Well, I know for a fact that Sam is not down with that, so that would be unfair. I mean, to make her be around a guy in that situation just because she wants to be with me, that would be rude. I'm not going to do that.
This is terrible.
This is bad. I'm sorry, Sam.
Well, Lisa,
hopefully you guys can, everything can be all right and not be awkward.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Now, Sam, if you're still in the mood to use your mouth,
what?
I can make some calls for you.
All right. Well, Sam, Lisa, we appreciate you guys for trying to shoot your shot. I'm so sorry, Sam. I thought we was going to get this one for you. All right.
Thank you.
Well, Lisa, tell her you love her at least.
I do.
Say it.
Prove it with your mouth if you love her so much, Lisa.
Sam, you know I love you.
Sam over there with a throbbing clitoris right now.
All right.
And it's all
your
fault, Lisa.
Jeez. All right. Well, there you have it. I'm so sorry it didn't work out.
Sometimes the shot doesn't go in. It happens.
Yeah. All right.
There's still potential there. Keep shooting.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Before we focus on just Tyrese, let's talk about the Fate of the Furious movie. That movie is breaking records. It broke an international record. Now, that is the 8th film in the whole Fast and Furious franchise. And over Easter weekend, it made $532.5 million globally.
Wow.
That is the strongest worldwide debut ever, actually beating Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Fate and Furious.
That's crazy.
I can't believe Tyrese didn't put a long Instagram post about that.
He had to apologize.
In the United States, it actually opened with $100 million, which is down from the Furious 7 movie, which took in $147 million. But even in spite of all that, it still did really well globally. So it broke every single record, most successful ever. Now, China actually did great. They made $190 million in China off of this last Fate of the Furious. Now, Tyrese, in the meantime, personally, has had to apologize for some statements that he made. If you remember, he had some things to say about women and relationships and holding out. Here's what he said.
I realize from putting up that post is that we are the first to attack each other, period. So if I offended women from making them think or believe that I don't see the value in you because you may have hair, makeup, and this and that, my words were twisted. That's the last thing I'm doing. I was to alienate my own fan base and demographic. But I still feel the way I felt. Like, we notice more than you think.
Okay. Yeah, that was the energy he had on The Breakfast Club.
Right.
All right, here he was when he talked to BET. If you guys heard this interview, this is what had people really upset.
We don't have the audio.
We don't have that clip, even though you told him to get it, Angela.
Oh,
you got it now?
I appreciate all the ladies out there that are still single and they're holding out. Don't settle. Don't settle. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, now this might be harsh, but sluts, skeezers, hoes, tramps, and overly aggressive, promiscuous women, they're never without a man because they don't have no standards. They're ready to have sex with any and everything they want to have sex with them. But when you are single and you actually love yourself and you know your value and your self-worth, you'll hold out until God send you what's yours.
Now, why do people get mad at that? Because he was telling women not to settle? Like, what's the...
saying that if you decide to have sex and don't hold out, it kind of makes you a slut, skeezer. Those are the women that are never without a man.
That's kind
of
crazy.
You can't tell a woman if she wants to have sex. It doesn't make her a slut, skeezer, or any of those things.
Yeah, especially when you probably had sex with those kind of women all throughout your life. It's the fact that women feel like they want to have sex that enables us to get a nut. I don't know if y'all realize that or not.
Right. He's saying when you're single, you love yourself, you know your value, hold out. No, you don't have to tell a woman what to do.
Yeah.
She can do what she wants if she's an adult.
All but Tyrese's energy changed over the weekend,
right?
All bad
for Tyrese. Right, over the weekend. He put up a post on Instagram. He said, my mother taught me better than this lesson learned in life. You will learn that it's not always what you say. It's how we choose to say it. For the record, I'm far from a misogynist, a male chauvinist, or flat out mean. My intentions were there, but my delivery was effing horrible. So he apologized for that. He said he's been getting dragged and he feels the heat from his poor choice of words and approach to his messages. He said, trust me, please accept this as my sincere apology for my poor choice of words. It's a real lesson learned for him. He said, I apologize as a man first for the things I've recently said about choices women have the right to make, for the terms I've used and the way I've come across. I was raised to think and feel certain ways, and I'm learning new things that combat those messages.
I'm telling you, man, on the internet, women, especially women of color, are undefeated. Another man waved the white flag because of the onslaught that will happen when you come out your mouth sideways about women on social media, especially women of color.
Well, he was definitely wrong for that. He was definitely wrong to judge all women based on what decisions they make on who they choose to sleep with. That's really nobody else's business.
Hey, by the way.
That's 2-0 in a week.
By the way. If Tyrese was right, I wouldn't side with him. I don't want those problems.
That's 2-0 this week. Okay. That's French.
Oh, they took French out quick. French ain't even last 12 hours. French got.
They all not, right, well, let's discuss
French,
Mary
French
J.
all
Blige.
Online dancing now, trying to forget about it. I don't care how much you hop around like a Easter rabbit bunny, French.
Now, our girl Mary J. Blige was having some issues. If you remember, she was on The Breakfast Club, and here's what she said about her divorce.
But, you know, I have to keep my head up and try to let people see how I'm going to come out of this, because everybody's watching.
Right.
To see if I'm a crack up, to see if I'm a spaz out, to see if I'm gonna get petty. I'm gonna get a little petty because I'm affected by it.
Y'all,
you know, I'm just trying to get through it, and it's really ugly and it's terrible.
Well, over the weekend, this tweet surfaced on her account. F can do Isaacs. I effing hate him and his whole family. I unfollowed him on IG, and all my fans need to. # strength of a woman 428 do dead day.
Dead.
All right.
Do well, dead day.
Can do dead day.
Do D U. Dead day. All right. Well, she also came back after that and said, hey, guys, I was hacked with that message about Ken Do. I don't hate him and his family, nor do I wish death on him. I just want this to be over. So she's talking about the whole situation with the divorce. But I can feel where she was coming from because a video did surface over the weekend also of Ken Do and I guess Starshell, the artist that he allegedly was cheating on Mary J. Blige with, surface of them going into the hotel together.
By the way,
sure she saw that.
Have you ever gone to Ken Do's IG mentions? His mentions is crazy.
Shambles like crazy. He must not read them.
I just picked three random ones just now. The only suit you watching will be on a mannequin in the window, you gold digging butt pirate. Get a damn job, you lazy mother effer.
Butt
it's
pirate.
Really sad how a leech just attached to a woman and try to suck her dry. Crusty lip ass. Couldn't keep his dirty in his pants. Like, oh, Ken Do Isaac's comments are disgusting.
I would have turned my comments off a long time ago.
But shout out to my girl, Mary J. Blige, because when she said F Ken Do, I said, yes, girl.
Yes.
Tell it how it is.
That was a collective F Ken Do from women, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yep. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee.
Can't stand
Yee,
by you either, Ken
Do.
Liable to catch a stray standing next to Ken Do at Tyrese right
now. Y'all just
chill
out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't try to bring him to the Breakfast Club.
No, don't want none of those.
Don't go to the club with him. Envy, you're not hosting no parties with Ken Do.
Nope. All right. Well, thank you for those rumors, Yee.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, April 17th goes to a man named Steve Stevens. Now, Cleveland police are looking for Steve Stevens because he killed an elderly man and posted the video on Facebook. God bless that 78-year-old man, Robert Goodwin Sr., who had to go out like this at the hands of this coward, Steve Stevens. Now, why did Steve Stevens murder Robert Goodwin Sr. on Facebook? Well, let's go to CNN for the report.
Active manhunt underway at this hour for a suspect authorities say made a video of himself killing an elderly man, then posted it on Facebook. The FBI helping Cleveland police in the search for Steve Stevens, 6'1", 244 pounds. You can see him here, last seen driving a late model white Ford Fusion with temporary plates. Officials say Stevens is armed and dangerous.
His mother, Maggie Green, tells CNN she spoke to her son Sunday and that he said he was shooting people because he was, quote, mad with his girlfriend. Authorities say hundreds of leads have poured in. They are urging Stevens to surrender.
Officials say Stevens did not know the victim. 74-year-old Robert Godwin just picked him at random. Godwin's children say they are devastated.
He's a good guy. He's a, I mean,
very good-hearted.
He had his shirt off his back. I mean, and I don't, I'm not just saying that for these cameras. And I just hate, I hate he's gone. You know what I mean? I don't know what I'm going to do. It's not real.
Feel like my heart is going to stop.
You'll be all right.
It feel like it's going to stop.
Jesus Christ. Steve Stevens decided to go on a killing spree because he was mad at his girlfriend. His girlfriend didn't want him anymore. Steve Stevens explained it more on Facebook Live. Let's hear it.
The love of my life works. Her name is Joy Lang. We've been together 3 years. We're supposed to get married, but it was just some bullshit that I just couldn't deal with her anymore. But anyway, she's the reason why I'm making this video. She's the reason why what's about to happen today, because she f***ing drove me crazy. And now I'm just on some murder type shit. So, and it's f***ed up too, because you know, I never really been on no sucky shit like this. This is some sucky shit. Hopefully, I'm gonna try to kill as many people as I can, be on death row or whatever the case may be. We all human, man, you know, and I guess we all got breaking points. I went to my mother yesterday, because I was trying to get some, you know, talk to my mother, but I guess it's the way I was raised. She didn't even give a f***, man. I was telling my mother I was on some home suicidal type shit. I'm about to kill some people. Didn't care. The event that's about to happen within the next few minutes, you can blame it on her name is Joy Lang. It's all her fault. My mother, too. It's her fault, too, because she didn't want to create this monster that I am.
Blame everybody but himself.
Steven, after yesterday's actions, I totally understand why Joy didn't want you. She made the right decision by not wanting to be with you. In fact, I applaud Joy Lane for having the foresight to get out of that relationship with you. That young lady seems to have dodged the bullet, literally. Okay, what happened to when your woman doesn't want to be with you anymore? You just glow up, become successful, and make her jealous. What makes you think killing someone is going to make Joy say, you know, maybe I should reconsider being with Steve because he out here killing people? Furthermore, not Joy, not your mother, no one is responsible for your behavior but you. Okay, I talk a lot about the power of choices. That's all life is, a series of decisions. Okay, destiny is not a matter of chance, it's a matter of choice. So, Steven, Joy Lane, or your mom didn't choose to pick a random man and gun him down in the street. You did. Now you have to live with the consequences of your actions. Now, one of the many things that disturbs me about this situation is Steven said he was reaching out to people, asking for help, and he was getting dismissed. This is one of the reasons I stop and give everyone an ear if they need it. It happens all the time. People reach out and they just want to talk. Sometimes it's family, sometimes it's friends, sometimes it's random people on the street. But I just feel like you have to stop and take the time to listen. I understand we are all going through things in life. We all have problems. We all have issues. But sometimes our problems pale in comparison to someone else's. And you may not have the answers for yourself, but it's possible you have the answer for someone else, okay? Just don't dismiss people, because you just never know what somebody is really going through. And for people like Steven who feel like they are at their breaking point, don't stop talking until someone listens, okay? Go to a random church and talk to a pastor. Go check yourself in a psych ward. Go check a local psychiatrist. Just don't stop wanting to talk until someone listens, because Steve Stevens, you didn't make anything better, okay? Whatever you were dealing with, you could have got through, but now you have made poor choices that will haunt the family of Robert Goodwin Sr. forever and will haunt you forever, because if you don't end up dead somewhere, you're going to jail. So what is the lesson to be learned from this situation? Don't make a permanent choice over temporary feelings. Please give Steve Stevens the biggest hee-haw, please. And by the way, Steve Stevens is 6'1", 244 pounds, bald with a full beard, last seen driving a white Ford Fusion. With temp tags. Do the right thing and turn yourself in, Steve Stevens. Or if you see this guy, call the police ASAP. He needs to be off the street today.
Yeah, don't approach him.
And remember that he's armed, so don't try to be a hero and go and do anything. Call the police right away.
And looking at his guns online, he got about a couple of them. He got about four of them in a video that he was shooting at on the range. So
I do feel like guys like this should be wanted dead or alive, though.
I agree with you.
And I'm not saying go out there and play vigilante. I'm just saying if you happen to have the chopper on you and see him, you know, Don't be afraid to let it go.
He has no remorse for innocent people. And he knows, it's not like he knows what he's doing. He's telling you, Mom, you did this, and because, Mom, you did this, I'm just going to kill random people. Man. And I know it's some sucker-ish. Like, you know what you're doing.
Man. Come on, man. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's making all the choices. Poor choices.
This upsets me. This, like, really upsets me. Because all I can think about is my pops walking to the corner store on Easter Sunday, maybe going to get some milk or something he left, and somebody comes up and is like, hey, you know this person? You just shoot him?
Minding his business,
man. Doesn't have a chance to defend himself? Just... You know what?
I don't.
Well, because he's mad that his girlfriend broke up with him. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, I don't condone suicide either, but I do wish in situations like this, guys like Steve
hurt yourself,
would just
not
kill
somebody
himself.
Else, not innocent people.
Yes.
All right. Well, that was the donkey today. Thank you, sir. When we come back, Tammy Roman from Basketball Wives will be joining us.
So man,
it comes on tonight. I think it premieres the new season premieres tonight at 9, I believe. So, Tammy Roman, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Well, looky here.
Basketball Wives LA.
Yes.
Tammy Roman.
Hey.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Also, it's Basketball Wives now, no LA.
It's Basketball Wives.
Because it's all combined. It's like Miami, LA.
Everybody's just joined together now.
Mm-hmm. Are you tired of it yet?
I am. Now, you know me, I can't lie to you.
We done seen that super trailer.
Yes.
Oh, let's talk about it, because we can predict what's going to happen.
Oh, I see it already.
You know, let me tell you something. Evelyn's back, and I think the fans want to see that. They've been waiting on that for a minute now, so she decided to join the show again. And, you know, it's a lot of ups and downs. We've had our issues that we have to hash out. Jackie has issues with her. There's a lot going on.
And Jackie had issues with you. It looked like you and Jackie was going at it, too, from the super trailer.
Yes. I don't know.
How to edit it.
No, Jackie and I had a little problem because I've never been involved in the Jackie Matrix before, but I finally got caught up. Right. First time for everything.
Are you and fighting anybody this season is what inquiry
looks pretty close. It looks close.
Envy. It's pretty close, but I did not fight.
Good.
I held it down.
You also probably, I would assume on these shows now, you can't put hands on each other. I'm sure in the contract it doesn't say anything about that.
It does not.
It doesn't?
I've never stopped Tammy before. What are you talking about?
Because I feel like on all these shows now, anything could happen. So they've always been putting stuff like you can't throw things, you can't.
No, it doesn't say anything about that. They say they're not responsible if you do.
Ooh, disclaimer.
Yes.
Are you surprised that Evelyn came back?
I am. I mean, I'm
surprised too.
What's the point of getting pregnant by a multi-million-dollar baseball player if you're going to come back and do reality TV? Like, you good.
Well, I kind of feel, more importantly than that, what's the point of coming back if you've had your own show? You basically said you would never come back, and then now here you are. You know, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what her motivation was, because I was saying when I watched the trailer, I was like, man, this doesn't seem like it would be good for her.
Fame is a hell of a drug.
It really is. It really is. And I think, you know, once her show got canceled on OWN, you know, she wanted that. She wanted that to continue being in the limelight. I would have personally loved to have Jen back.
Evelyn actually...
What happened with Jen?
Jennifer feels like Evelyn actually blocked her from coming back. Is there any truth to that, that she said she wouldn't come back if Jennifer came?
I'll tell you one thing. Jen came and... I had a scene on the show, and Jen came to support me. And from that scene, they wanted her to be on the show. Mm-hmm. At that particular scene, the producer we had at the time called Evelyn, and all of a sudden, Jen wasn't taping anymore. Now, I don't know if Evelyn had anything to do with that, but the moment kind of disappeared.
Okay.
Damn, you ain't got as much juice as Evelyn, Tammy, to be like, no, I want Jen on?
I don't.
Yikes.
I don't.
That's crazy.
And I'm okay with that, because I want my juice to come from things that I actually care about.
Gotcha. The official Bonnet Chronicles.
Yes, exactly.
Bonnet Chronicles is hilarious. I was looking for a bonnet this morning. I couldn't find one.
I can't wait to see the Bonnet Chronicles once this show starts, too.
Oh, it's going to be on and popping for those. But it just kind of came about. I was on vacation, and the girls were talking, you know, mess. And I was sitting on the balcony like, you know what? I got something I want to say about that. And so I did a response, and it kind of took off. So I've been doing them ever since.
Dope.
Now, yeah.
You don't get bothered or worried about what people are saying about your Bonnet Chronicles, because you did one with Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj. Hilarious.
Thank you. I'm, you know, a fan of both of those ladies. So I kind of take it as comedy. You know, nothing's off limits. You know, and if they take it personally, then you might want to check yourself, because it's just all in fun.
Isn't that wrong having an opinion?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I do love both of them. But, I mean, Remy... you know, kind of slayed.
We would not let nothing distract us from the fact that Remy Ma did body Nicki Minaj.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Now, you said back last year that you regret your plastic surgery.
My butt injection.
So you did get butt. You got butt injections.
Yes.
You never hear people say that. So I wonder, like, why did you regret it?
Was that illegal? Like, illegal ones were in the basement shots?
It has to be because they're
yeah.
They're injections, so you can't just.
Oh.
It was one of those bootleg places. Oh, yes. Anyway. Yes, it was. And
somebody
I
had to tell you about it. Who told you about it? Because it's not one where you just go. Somebody said, oh,
I got a person.
I'm not going to tell you who, but I'll just say I live in Houston. I know a lot of strippers.
Oh.
And I, you know, asked who the plug was.
Right.
But I didn't like it, you know, and I still don't. I feel like I put too much in. You know, you may not think so, but I feel like it's, you know, I can't fit my clothes, you know, and I got to find jeans to go over the butt. Oh, I could. Okay, go over the ass, and you know it's just all a problem.
I've heard with injections though that you have to like keep on doing things so that they don't get hard and stuff like that.
I had a really great lady. I don't
do you have
to
like
rub
problem. Your butt on the floor and stuff.
I don't.
You
haven't
seen a girl. They do. They have to like rub their. Butt
I don't.
On.
You know why Angela asking, right?
Yeah, she's trying to fix. She's trying to get all the tea and figure it out.
There you go.
No, but,
she already got some on the floor.
No, I don't.
She got a couple CCs.
If I did, I would have a bigger butt. I mean, come on. I have a little bit.
No, mine's okay. Is real natural and jiggly and soft, and you know Reggie likes it. But
you can't take it out now, then, because you.
I was
like
asking the same question. Mm-hmm. I was saying, can you take it out? Because I would take a little out if I could. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they can do that.
Now,
what was
Reggie
the pressure
on this
to get
season?
It though? Hmm? What was the pressure to get him?
I wanted it to be a little more shapely, like a little more plump and round, because I never really had a butt. But once you start getting those injections, you know, the people are like, you know, well, you need a little more here, a little more there. And then before I knew it, I had what I felt to be a huge ass.
Was it the IG models, too? Like, always going on Instagram and seeing these chicks posted up?
No. It's just me, a personal thing for me.
Got you.
Yeah.
Because
the girls on IG, theirs are way too big. That would not inspire me at all.
You're so close to your daughter. What did your daughter say about it?
My daughter's like, Mom, you don't have to do that. Why are you doing that? You know, like, I have what I do and what my kids represent. It's, you wouldn't even know I raised them.
Right.
But they're like my voice of reason.
Did it cause you to wipe your butt different?
What?
I got to spread it.
Got you.
To get up in there and get it now.
Got you. I always wondered that with girls.
No,
with
yeah,
big
I
got
to take
booties.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to.
True. You never thought about that?
We have more with Sammy Roman when we come back from Basketball Wives, which premieres tonight, so don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Sammy Roman from Basketball Wives in the building. It premieres tonight at 9 on VH1. Now, Yee?
Now, your daughter also... her career as an artist. We saw you with Duffy, with DJ Duffy, and you guys had a big falling out over that. Did you guys resolve that?
Yeah, thank you for mentioning me in that reunion. I appreciate that.
What happened?
She was like, you ain't making no money. You ain't booked all the time. DJ Envy's booked.
No, it wasn't just Envy.
It wasn't just Envy, but it was like, real DJs are booked. They don't have
Envy's
time to be.
Envy's considered a real DJ now?
Oh, shut up. Yeah. Shut your mouth, man.
I didn't know.
Shut your mouth.
When did that happen?
No, Envy gets booked. He don't get paid.
Oh, got you. Okay, no doubt. True.
No, I'm kidding. No, Envy is a great, real DJ, okay?
Get y'all.
I thought Khaled was the poster boy for this.
I said Khaled, too.
Oh, okay, I got you.
See, Kelly got me. But Duffy was a, wasn't she like Currency's DJ or something? Like, she's a real DJ.
Yeah, she's a real DJ. But, I mean, the way she was playing it was like she was doing more than what she was actually doing. And so that offended me, and I had to just speak on it. But, you know, at the time, it was tumultuous. Now, I haven't thought about Duffy. I'm sure she hasn't thought about me. If we were to see each other, we could probably have a dialogue. But, you know, in the moment, it was what it was.
Are you going to be very involved in your daughter's career in this season?
I am not. I just handed her over to a gentleman named Thomas Tucker, an Empire.
Oh, okay. So, he's from Detroit.
That's not like trafficking.
It's your kids, you relinquish control. You want to be involved in every aspect. And I finally
and
had to say,
hard.
Yeah, you know, no, Tammy, you don't know the music game. Let somebody who does handle
it. Is that Thomas Tucker from Detroit?
Yes.
Okay, I know him.
Now, on TV, they make you look like a bully all the time. And then when we
and
see
I don't
person,
understand
you're the
that.
Nicest person ever.
So sweet, right?
Yeah, so
I used to always say, Tammy smoked Newports down to the filter.
I smoke Capris down to the filter.
Jesus.
Get it right, boo.
Yeah. Capris.
Are you mad that you look like a bully all the time on TV?
I am, because I'm so not that person. But I think, you know, I've finally come to understand with reality TV, even though it's reality, they have to make us characters. Mm-hmm. And so somebody has to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. So when I have those few moments that are few and far between, mm-hmm. they're going to only use that.
Is it hard to get past that perception of you, though?
It has been. Mm-hmm. I think now people are starting to really see me by way of Bonnet Chronicles. And, you know, I'm doing a comedy tour and I've got, you know, books out and emojis out and all this other stuff. So they're starting to see a well-rounded view.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
When would there be some real Basketball Wives on Basketball Wives? Y'all know date ball players? None of y'all dating ball basketball players. Evelyn got a baseball player.
Now, she is a baseball player. We've got Jill on the season. She's with Kareem Rush. You know.
Aja Metoyer. How do you say her name?
Aja Metoyer.
Metoyer. Mm-hmm. Okay. She's on this season too, right?
She is. And everybody knows that's Dwayne Wade's baby's mother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a good one.
All right. So you knew her prior
that was the
to this.
Baby mother, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. That's going to be a good one. I can't wait to see this one and how this plays out.
Yeah, I always feel like situations like that are touchy because I always see, like, you know, we've seen other ball players and mm-hmm. have women go on the show, like Royce when she was on. Right. And, you know, we saw how they had the whole restraining order and she wasn't allowed to say his name. Well, I'm surprised they haven't done that with her.
Well, we're not going to say that he hasn't done that. Which is why we keep funneling new people in. You know, she does up until as much as she can and then, he, you know, things get shut down and we bring other people in.
Does she explain the story?
She stays far away from the story.
Because that makes it hard. That makes it hard to film too. Because the reason that you're on is because of
this
situation.
Person.
But then mm-hmm. you can't even mention.
You can't talk about it. Yeah, mm-hmm. she stayed far away. But she brought her sisters, who were very vocal about the situation.
It's interesting that Shawnee created this show, but then I feel like there's been people on the show that she doesn't even really get along with. So I always wonder, like, can she say, I don't want them on here? Or does she say, well, even though I don't really F with this person, it's better for the show if they're here?
I think I have seen both moments. You know, I've seen her say, I don't mess with her, i.e. Laura Govan. Mm-hmm. She got to go. Mm-hmm. And I've seen her say, I don't mess with her, but she's good for the show, i.e. Brandy last season.
Right. So. And Brandy's back this season too, right?
Brandy makes an appearance this season, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say she's back, but, you know, she makes a few
appearances. I just saw the trailer, so I don't know who's on. I see Malaysia.
I'm giving you clarity.
I always thought Shawnee shouldn't have did the show. I always thought Shawnee should have just stayed behind the scenes, played executive, you know, and just watched in the back.
A lot of people say that, but I have to say this. I think it's good for her to be involved mm-hmm. because there are a lot of times there would not be a show if it weren't for Shawnee keeping us, you know, being that nucleus that kind of keeps us all involved mm-hmm. because realistically, a lot of us wouldn't be around each other. We wouldn't talk to each other. We don't talk to each other.
Right.
And I think she's that one common denominator for all of us.
Is she still with her young boo, too?
Shawnee has a new boo.
Okay.
She has a new boo. He's a good boo, too, but I can't disclose.
Is he older or younger?
He's older.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So is it hard for you dating somebody?
Okay.
is it hard dating like a 30-year-old? Like, are there things you feel like he just isn't mature? Because, you know, men mature a lot slower than women anyway.
I actually have a good one. Now, I know that there are other things that he wants in the relationship that, you know, at this age I'm not going to do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to the whole penis.
Right. You know, why not?
Yeah, I mean, it just takes too much time. I just don't.
Tammy,
I'm tops only.
Come on.
I'm
now.
Tops only.
And that has nothing to do with age.
I know how to do it. I'm just not going to at this age. It
but
takes too
he
much
said,
time.
I'm not
going to
lick the whole vagina.
Then I would be okay with that because they have the rabbit and they've got other things that could fulfill me. I'd be all right with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, we don't have to have sex for 45 minutes. I'm good after 15, 20. You know, like, there's just certain things, you know?
And he said no threesomes.
No threesomes at all. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. You know, because people don't respect the threesome code. You know how I feel about that. They want to come in and do stuff you're not going to do, you know, when they're gone. So, no threesomes. I'm not putting myself in a trick bag.
Now, what about a Tammy spinoff show?
If I did a spinoff for me, it would have to be like some Bonnet Chronicles sitcom type Seinfeld meets, mm-hmm. you know, Martin type stuff. Or either a la Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Type sketch comedy show, something like that.
Something fun. No more reality.
No more reality.
When did you get to the comedy thing? When did this happen?
Because I started doing Bonnet Chronicles and people liked it. Yeah. And then I did one show and I was like, oh, okay, y'all like this. And it kind of took off, so.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, love.
Basketball Wives at 9, 8 Central on VH1. And thank you for stopping through.
Thank you for having me.
Next time you come, I want you to sign a bonnet for me because I'm going to wear a bonnet.
Absolutely.
I was trying to get a bonnet this morning so bad.
You could have got across the street.
Bonnets, huh?
You could have got one right across the street at the drugstore.
I'll send you one of mine.
All right, thank you. Yeah. There you have it.
Evan's going to do the Bonnet Chronicles, and you have to do one.
I'm going
to
do it.
I'm bringing a bonnet tomorrow.
It's Tammy Roman. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
All right, well, Jazz Prince is actually going to, for real, go after Birdman to get the money that he owes to Drake after, you know, Birdman hasn't been paying people their money, according to sources.
But Birdman don't pay nobody, but had the nerve to get mad at me because I said, why would you sign to Birdman when he got a history of not paying people?
Right. Well, I guess, you know, Drake's been signed to them for quite some time, so they probably didn't anticipate all these things happening. So they're saying that Birdman is just not following through on his contract. He's supposed to pay one-third of Drake's profits to Jazz Prince and his company, and he hasn't done that. Now they're saying that this new contract that Drake has breached his original one, and they didn't get their $4 million they were supposed to get. So now they're suing.
I would never understand not paying somebody when you have the means to pay them. Right. like the money is coming
in. What they owe.
Yeah, the money is coming in. I'm going to be honest with you. Birdman has a lot of irresponsible financial habits. He seems like the type of person who doesn't know how to manage his money. Like, if you was to look at a person and say, yo, he got a bunch of tats on his face, he's probably terrible with his money, Birdman fits that description.
Right, so we'll see what happens. And, you know, he owes Lil Wayne some money as well, quite a bit.
Some money?
Yeah, quite a bit. I don't know why. I don't know what Lil Wayne's situation is now at Roc Nation because he said he's signed to Roc Nation. I don't know what that deal is, but I feel like Birdman should just let him go, cut ties, and give him his money. And let him go make some money, because it seems like Lil Wayne's been in a bad space.
Right.
Because of all that. All right. Now, over the weekend, J. Cole put out his documentary, For Your Eyes Only, on HBO. It's a 60-minute documentary. Did any of you guys see that yet?
No, I didn't watch it.
I didn't see it yet. Nope.
Yeah, I'm out in L.A., so I haven't had a chance to see it. But I promise you, tonight I'm going to be watching that. And what it is he's giving a voice to voiceless members of the black community in several different areas in the United States. Here's a little clip from the trailer.
You got to keep going. It ain't no end to it. You got to keep moving.
I'm going to do it because I can't depend on those people. I can't depend on them.
You can be a voice. He can be a voice. She can be a voice. She can be a voice.
No.
Do any of y'all heard know my name?
So many of us are hurting, and we're confused, and we're angry.
I want my voice heard so bad, but I cannot.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Be involved.
You got to make time.
Even if it's that 1 hour to call your brothers, you got to make it.
Now, he should be able to sue. Police just can't run up in your crib and say, we thought you were selling drugs.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. Like, I mean, I can understand the neighbors having
to call the cops on him.
Yeah, but shouldn't the cops do an investigation before they just run up in your crib like that?
I don't know. I guess the neighbors are complaining. Sounds a little crazy.
You can't just do that. Say my neighbor's selling drugs and they just run up in the house.
Sounds like a lawsuit.
Well, it's good to know J. Cole's living his raps because I was starting to question it, especially after that folding clothes record.
Right.
I don't see him as the type of person to be folding clothes.
Well, after also in this documentary, he visited different cities, including Baton Rouge, Atlanta, Ferguson, Jonesboro, Arkansas, and of course, where he's from, Fayetteville, North Carolina. And he doesn't use the names of the people that he came in contact with, but he does tell their very powerful stories in this 60-minute documentary. So when you have a chance to watch that, you should go ahead and do that. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right.
Oh, and by the way, you guys, I'm in L.A. because I'm going to be a guest co-host on The Real this week.
This week.
It's actually this week, so starting tomorrow, you can check me out Tuesday through Friday on The Real.
Oh, you on the whole week?
Yes.
Go ahead, Angela.
See how your life changed
when you get ass shots?
Oh.
I don't have no ass shots, and this was planned before all of that, but
I'm saying is, as soon as you showed them cakes on Instagram, The Real reached out. That's all I'm saying, ye.
No, this is already planned from months ago. Thank you very much.
Well, congratulations. Right.
And I don't have no ass shots.
Okay.
For everybody on my Instagram that's saying I didn't have to do that and all that, I don't have any.
All right, E. Well,
hey, sun's out, bun's out.
Well, congratulations.
And just for the record, Charlamagne's butt bigger than mine.
Charlamagne got bigger hips than yours.
I got a little fatty.
Yeah, right. You do. It's fine.
Yo, I got a little fatty.
Yo, what was that Instagram page when it was when we talking about somebody's fatty and it was like,
oh, man fatties. Man fatties. I don't know. Don't ask me that. I shouldn't even know that.
Man fatties. Charlamagne, you was on man fatties?
It's this Instagram that keep hitting me. From manfatties.com.
Manfatties.
I don't know why they keep contacting me.
Manfatties.com.
I know why. Charlamagne will be guest co-hosting on The Real next week.
All right. Well, happy birthday to Redman. In a mix, I'm going to get some Redman joints.
Salute to Redman, one of the greatest MCs of all time. You
That's right.
Me?
And happy birthday to Chance the Rapper, too. All right. When we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. Don't go nowhere. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club, 800-585-1051. Let's go.